This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm in Höfn on the south coast of Iceland. I'm at Svavarsapn, which is the art museum in the town. I'm with Hanna Dís Whitehead, who's going to guide me through an exhibition by an Icelandic artist that's on till the 17th of January, Lisa Thorsteinsdottir, and Augnablik. Moments is the title of the exhibition. Hanna Dís, hello.
Yes, hello.
Great to meet you. Thanks for taking the time today to talk us through this exhibition. So who is Lisa Thorsteinsdottir, firstly?
So Lisa Thorsteinsdottir is a local artist here in Hornafjörður. This exhibition we just put up on the 14th of November, and it will be until the middle of January. And she's a very popular artist here, and I would say that she's a local artist, and she really tries to capture some local moments.
Mm. And I was going to say that she really leans into the landscape is one of the first things you see, but there are moments here, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
There are situations.
Yes, there are situations that we all that live here kind of experience.
Yes.
So we are walking around and suddenly, you know, the skies become blue and we see the glaciers and we stop a bit and we think, oh, wow, this is beautiful. And I'm not originally from here. I'm from Reykjavik, so I'm like super impressed always. But she has lived here almost her whole life, and she takes those moments when you're like, wow, this is beautiful, and she goes home and she paints them. And I think that is really beautiful. And not only the nature, but also like funny little moments around town. You come into the town hall where the museum is situated, and the first room you enter, we put up as her studio. So she comes here and paints. Mm. And we put up many of her sketches and paintings. And
so the sketches on the back wall on her desk here, which is where she would sit. There is a tray of paints,
yes.
And there's a seat and some paper in front of her. So this is set up as she would work.
Yes, she would work. And also the first kind of beginning of the exhibition is her house, because that's where the walks normally begin, because she takes a walk around her. And she kind of captures what she sees.
That's a pencil sketch, isn't it?
It's pencil
drawing.
It's a pencil sketch, yes. So from here, from this first room, we go into the main, main hall, the main room. Mm. And there we set up the exhibition, kind of in the order from what we see from her house. So we start with her house, and then this is the house in the next street. And then we move along like the town, and we go out a little bit out of the town, and then back to her house again.
And these are beautiful works. There's a very varied style. Some of them are almost photorealistic. This one here with lots of blues and reds. It's a sort of nighttime or maybe dusk scene with birds flying over the house next down by the water. And others are equally dramatic but in a different style. She seems to use a lot of styles.
Yes, she does. I mean, I think Lisa has been painting for a while. She has taken a lot of courses and she has experimented.
Mm.
And I also really like her small paintings of like people. And these are moments like this child walking there, you're wondering, you know, what are they up to?
And there's a choir sitting or standing, singing, performing at the church.
Yes, and there's the church.
Yes. So which is a very striking building, isn't it?
Striking building, yes.
Yes. So moving around, this, as you say, sort of takes us around a day in her life in Höfn and looking at all the amazing things that can be seen.
Yeah, kind of. It is. It is our close environment that you see here. And I think it's really nice that she takes the time to go home and paint them, because we see this every day.
Yeah.
And although I've lived here on and off for 20 years, I'm still amazed by it. I'm always really amazed by the nature here, and I really love that she takes the time to paint it.
There's one painting here which is really impressive. It has a view of the amazing jagged mountains surrounding the town, which are mirrored beautifully in the water. But you've got this line of mist or fog that sits sometimes in Iceland, doesn't it, just above the water.
Yeah, you can see the weather in her paintings often.
Yes.
You can see that there's some drama in the weather that is often around here. So here we're starting to move out of town to Lónið, which is a bit like straight out of town.
Mm. And this painting here, again of the mountains, has really captured light This is almost volcanic, in fact, isn't it? With the the way that she's got these very bright colours on the edge of each of the peaks, almost boiling away in a volcanic style.
And Lisa came here because of a volcano, because she had to, with her family, flee Vestmann Islands when she was six because of the volcano there. So she also says that that was very turbulent to have to go from that atmosphere to here, and here she really finds peace. And I think that you see a little bit in her paintings is some kind of a peace, peace and quiet that she found here and still experiences today.
And again, I keep coming back to the range that she has, because you could look at these artworks in here and conclude that they're actually the work of more than one artist.
Yes, I mean, she paints nowadays, I think, well, I'm not going to say that nowadays she uses this or that method, because she likes to experiment. So it can be, she uses oil paint, she uses a lot of watercolor, but her newest work are these birds that we all know very well here in Hub, the Krýr, the Arctic Stern, I think it's called in English. She made these sculptures for Umhverfing, which was an exhibition that was all around Hornafjörður last summer. So there again, she's doing something new, she's doing sculpture. So I think she's not afraid to try new things and just test out her ideas and colors and different mediums.
And anyone who's been dive bombed by one of these birds will duck as they come in here, won't they?
Exactly, yes. This feels really like walking around Hub.
Yes.
Because you have the immediate fear of
the birds.
The birds. Like these guys, they look like they're maybe up to something.
Yeah, three young guys facing away from the artist on one of these very small painting sketches that she's done, looking out over the water. They do like they're up to some sort of mischief, don't they?
A little bit.
And you see a lot of farmland in these paintings and these drawings. She's obviously drawn to the idea of not just the mountains, but what lies in front of them as well, I think.
Yes, she does. You see some
fences, a lot of fences,
and everything. It's really like taken from the road or where you stand. She doesn't go over it necessarily, over the fence to paint it. She's really standing where you would stand.
Does she exhibit much in Hupen or elsewhere?
Well, she has exhibited quite a lot in Hub through the years, here and there.
And we end with a painting of some Wellington boots.
Exactly. This is a house here in Hafnarbraut, and the previous owner, he used to put shoes like this outside. So it's still there, a little bit of it, but it was, it's like on the way back home. It's the last thing you see.
So this exhibition runs till the 17th of January. Hanadis, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.